Okay, so for the last dvar Torah that I'll be giving for this Ben Hazmanim, because we already start yeshiva the next Sunday, so this group will be on hiatus. I want to talk a little bit about Shemitah. This is an idea that I had mentioned in Shir, but I found that Rav Reim HaKohen, the current Rosh Yeshiva and Rav Yishuv at Otniel, presented an idea that is, I think, similar in many ways to what I suggested, so I want to share it. So if you read the Psukim about Shemitah, so you know that the idea of achila, of eating the produce of Shemitah, is emphasized several times, whether it be lochem, that everyone eats it, or evyonei amecha, that the poor people eat it, or the animals eat it. And much of the halacha that we learn are from the various formulations around the idea of achila. And the question is raised in the Rishonim and the Achronim as to whether there is a mitzvah or not. The majority of Rishonim and Achronim assume there isn't a mitzvah, because it's very odd to say that there's a mitzvah. You don't have to eat Shemitah produce. But the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in Esas Sagra and the Rambam, does seem to present a mitzvah of achila. And the question is, what does he mean? So at one extreme, you do have Shita, like the Maharid Algazi, and the Megillat Esther within his understanding of the Ramban, who think that there really is a mitzvah chiyuvit, an obligatory mitzvah to eat the produce of Shemitah, which raises all types of questions in terms of mitzvah, in terms of shiur, right? Do you have to have a kezayit? And things like that. Now that formulation is really problematic because no one thinks that you have to go around and just eat fruit off the tree, even if you're not in the mood for fruit, right? If you have 10 different fruit in front of you, that you have to eat all of them, and what would it mean for there to be a mitzvah? So there are others who reject the notion that anyone ever held that was a mitzvah. So people like the Chazon Ish reject the notion that there was a mitzvah according to anybody, and think that even according to the Ramban, there's no mitzvah to eat Peret Shviyat. They're just an isser to destroy it, which is a derivative of the word le'achla. And then there are middle formulations that it's a mitzvah kiyumit. It's not obligatory, but if you do it, it's a mitzvah. Or for Vosner, a sharper formulation, which is it's a mitzvah to ensure that it gets eaten, similar to what we have in certain karbanot, where you're not obligated to eat it, but the karban must be eaten, and therefore, let's say the Kohanim don't have to have kishur because there is no mitzvah of achila, but the karban has to be eaten. What I'd suggested during the year, perhaps for the Rambam and maybe even for the Ramban, is that the Rambam writes, and this is really highlighted by Reb Rabinovich in his analysis of why the Rambam seems to leave out many significant values in Torah from his Minyan HaMitzvot, that the Rambam says that values that are the reason for other mitzvot, right, that are the why of other mitzvot, do not become the what of their own mitzvah. Meaning that if there's a value that permeates many mitzvot, then that value cannot be consolidated into a single act that can then be called a mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that that value is less important. It just means that it's not an act that's easily isolated such that it can be called a mitzvah. So, for example, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a value that clearly animates many mitzvot around Trumot and Maaser and all the mitzvot that's tluyot baretz, as well as laws of kibush and milchama, right, conquest and war, right. The idea of living in Eretz Yisrael is clearly what connects all of these mitzvot. And Rabinovich suggests that that may be why the Rambam doesn't count living in Eretz Yisrael as an independent mitzvah, because it so clearly is the justifying value or the organizing principle behind other mitzvot such that it doesn't become its own mitzvah. And I suggested that the same is true by Shemitah, where the idea of eating, and specifically eating in a way that acknowledges that the produce belongs to God and not to you, in a way that acknowledges that everyone else during Shemitah is equal to you, and that you don't own it more than anybody else. That eating is meaningful, and therefore all the mitzvot of Shemitah and their limitations in terms of work and destruction of property, of produce and the like, are all oriented towards creating a certain atmosphere around the eating of Shemitah produce. But that might mean that it's not really a mitzvah per se, but on the other hand, it's going to be super important. And I found that Rav Reim in the Tshuvot Ba'alei HaAron, in Shvi'it, Tshuva Yud Bet, and these were recently uploaded, or maybe not recently, and I missed it, onto Svaria, takes a I think a related formulation. He says, "Lefini adati a parbin kedushat shviid lekedushat maser sheni yachol hasbir lanu et kol sugya kula." The difference between the nature of the holiness of shmita and of maser sheni can explain the whole topic. Mistaber shechumrat truma umaser sheni mishviid linyan lakat aner novad meapara maser shben adinim. The reason that there are certain stringencies in truma and maser sheni in terms of using the oil to light candles, which you don't have by Shemitah because you're allowed to use Shemitah oil for fire, is because of a fundamental difference. Truma maaser sheni im chelik mitzumtzam hayavul hashnati shechala aleim kedusha. Truma and maaser relate to a very limited amount of the annual produce. The ilu perot shvit him kol yavul, but Shemitah is the entire harvest of that year. V'kol merchav achayim, and the entire expanse of life, v'achilatam hi etzem havayat shvit. The entire expanse of life and eating this produce is the fundamental experience of Shemitah. Havana zo mevu'eret madua in la rod sivui ha-Torah achla kemas mitzvah aseh chiyuvit la'achol de'aperot. And that's why you can't see eating the perot shvit as an independent mitzvah. Shekein medubar kan b'tzivui shel havayat kedusha. It's a command of an experience of being of holiness. It can't be that all the produce of the land will be eaten. Amnam havaya zo, but this experience mikabelet between maasi b'chol esrim ashonim b'derach shalava b'michal say finds its expression all the prohibitions that emerge from the assay. And this is, of course, zot bishonem me'aparashat truma ma'asor korbanot v'chulei. And it's different from truma and ma'asor shem kedusha specific shechalal perot mizuyamim, which is a very specific kedusha which focused on specific things. He'ader ha-mitzvah, and the lack of a formal mitzvah, eino maktin et ma'alat achilat perot shvid. It doesn't minimize the value of eating Shemitah produce. It elevates it, lahavaya klali, to an overarching experience, shel achilat mishabbat haaretz, of eating from the Shabbat of the land. Bishanim regilo, yitzorach lekadesh perot misuyamim. In a normal year, you have to sanctify particular fruit. V'ilu ha-shvi'id ha-mifgash, hi ha-mifgash al kedushat ha-zman im kedushat ha-makom. And Shemitah is the meeting of the holiness of time and space. And it elevates Eretz Yisrael to Gan Eden. That you get to eat, you have the privilege to eat from the table of God. Not just as a mitzvah, but as part of an experience of holiness. And then, in the footnote, footnote 116, Rav Raim goes farther and he notes that this idea that eating the fruit of Shemitah as part of a general experience, an overarching immersive experience rather than a particular mitzvah, he notes this actually works with the way the Ramban thinks about life, because the Ramban thinks the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu, and Vasita Yashar HaTov tells you that beyond the letter of the law, you're obligated to live life live lives of holiness based on the spirit of the law that emerges from the mitzvot. And he says that this might be a similar model. So he says, "V'yitachen v'rayon zeh sheyish kedusha shemitiachezet l'merchav chayim shalem." The idea that there is holiness that can relate to an entire expanse of life, matim gam l'shitato ekronit Ramban mitzvah Torah kedushim tiyu, relates to the Ramban's idea of you should be holy. Shegam et ha-mitzvot shanu mitzuvim, that even when it comes to mitzvot, tzarich la'asot b'kedusha, you have to do it with holiness, ve'lo rak b'ma'asim mimukadim, and not limited to specific acts. L'or be'yor zeh, Nitan ulai gam lafaresh dvarav basagot shel sefer al sefer mitzvot. And maybe that's really what the Ramban himself means in the sefer mitzvot. So what I suggest for the Ramban, based on Rabbi Rabinovich's point in how the Ramban counts mitzvot, Rav Raim has, again, is it identical to my formulation? No, but the idea that it's an overarching value and that's why it's not counted as a mitzvah, but it's not, but that doesn't minimize its importance at all. And the reason it's not counted as mitzvah is because it permeates other mitzvot. That I think Rav Raim, its formulation is very close to what I suggested, which is very gratifying for me. So I wanted to share that with you.